cleric, like, yeah, I'm good.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Two Fools Rushing the Dungeon, episode 53? No, 4?
54.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I never remember.
Because when you started the last one, I was lamenting that for our 52nd one-year episode when we started...
Oh, yeah.
We were unable to have...
Ray.
That's okay. We'll have a celebration when we are able to get back with Ray.
Fair enough. So we are... just about to begin a combat.
We are.
Everyone had rolled for initiative, except for me.
That's okay. Oh, yeah. That's okay.
Oh. And there's some additional information. Can I get a perception check from... cow.
Oh, man. 14!
Okay. You notice a couple of things. You notice that there are some vine-like things across the ceiling.
Okay.
But you notice that they appear to be coming from this.
Oh, okay. And you said that looked like a window. But I'm assuming, based on the fact that we're so far underground, I would understand that that is not a window.
We also just saw something walk through it.
Yeah, yeah.
AKA Mr. McNaked Man.
Mr. I Have Skin But Not.
Yeah.
Mr. Milky McNaked Man.
Yeah. That's, yeah.
Yeah.
Yuck.
I need some help here. I wish they would make a grog mini bust because I would totally get that.
I purchased the Traveler's my co-pilot bumper sticker. It's just been raining since I got it.
All right.
My sister bought me that to think it was a joke Christmas present, and I was like, no, that's amazing. Seriously.
So, secondary to your noticing of that.
Uh huh.
The light and window-like nature that you notice in this one comes to life across the way in the other.
Okay.
Sigh.
And, because this is going to be like a goddamn infomercial, but wait, there's more. There's another rumble.
Cool.
And another scream.
Cool.
Only now, with both of those lit.
Cool.
It's in stereo.
Cool.
The rumble is worse than it could have possibly been.
Okay.
And after that rumble starts to subside, you hear a secondary rumble.
Okay.
All of you hear this sort of secondary rumble. Make me another perception check.
Mine is... 18, nat 20 for Saria, so that's a 24.
13.
Even that gets it.
Oh, okay.
Woo. You familiar with Chekhov's gun? It's a theater thing.
No.
You introduce a gun in the first act, then you have to use it by the end of the third act.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Tunnel collapses.
Oh no.
Awesome. So, is this the time where we start talking initiative?
Yeah! 25-20. Alright, 15-20.
17.
Alright.
Advantage.
10-15? You know, just tell me what you got.
9 for Bartha.
Okay.
5 for Saria.
That sounds about where she would roll. Okay.
On any character ever.
Yeah, pretty much.
There's always one player like that in every group, I feel.
All right. Cal, you're first.
Cool. So that heretic bitch who just offended me and my sensibilities by telling me that my divine God King
sure
is a lie.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to rage.
Okay.
And I'm going to use 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30 feet of movement. And she has me so incensed that I'm going to recklessly attack her.
Okay.
Because that seems on brand for someone who is offended by that. First attack is 20.
She's going to use her reaction.
Okay.
To swap spaces with the big guy.
Okay. So does my attack not hit anyone, or does it now target him?
Oh, it's now targeting him.
Okay, so 20.
He is not pleased.
Okay, does that hit?
It hits.
Okay. So... that's 13 damage on the first hit.
Okay.
Does he look really angry at me?
He's not happy.
Okay.
He just growls.
Does he?
Yeah.
Okay. That is a natural 20.
Cool.
So, that is going to be a crit, so I will roll the 2d6 for the normal.
Mm-hmm.
Because those get doubled, so that's 10. And my brutal critical is 13, 16, 19.
Okay.
Wow, I am not a good barbarian.
Fantastic. And that was on 17, which brings us to 16.
No, I believe the next one should be 8.
No, I understand your belief.
Uh-huh.
Your belief is flawed.
Okay. Right, you were 8?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. No, it's 8.
Okay.
I'm gonna die. Huh.
And you made that attack recklessly?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Yeah. He's going to attack you twice.
Okay.
With just some barehanded slams.
Okay.
He'll slap you.
He's going to slap me hard.
He's going to slap you like you owe him money.
Well, that would be open-handed.
Does 23 hit?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
And if it hit the first time, it's going to hit the second time.
Okay.
All right. So. Is it 16 from the first.
Half to 8.
And, these first two sources are bludgeoning.
Yep.
And then 13 bludgeoning from the second.
Half to 7.
And because both attacks hit you, another 8 psychic,
okay,
which you are not immune or resistant to.
Okay.
And I need you to make a constitution saving throw.
Twenty-two.
You made it, so you don't get to find out what the bad was.
Okay.
That brings us to 13.
Oh no.
You will be made to understand. She is the way.
Okay. Just gonna scream heresy!
Now let me decide what she's gonna do.
Scene, 11:18 p.m.
Yeah. Yep.
You're not within range, so she'll have to use the other thing. She holds her hand up in the air, and the swirl of energy just seems to grow in it.
Uh-huh.
And she throws it at you.
Okay.
Like a pitcher.
Okay.
But it's softball size.
Okay.
The first one misses.
Okay.
And does a 16 hit you?
Nope.
Okay.
Woohoo! Bracers of defense!
That brings us to 11.
Oh, no.
I need to check that asshole's movement.
Whichever she you're talking about, you are absolutely right.
Yeah, I was mostly talking about Saria.
Yeah, yeah.
She's real, real far away from all this.
You gave my kid the tiny skeleton.
I know. I told your teenage daughter to babysit.
Yeah.
Gonna move there.
Okay. Cool.
That nasty, ugly little thing moves there, mm-hmm. still at a safe distance from you,
mm-hmm.
and doesn't do anything else.
Okay.
That brings us to 9.
Okay.
Hey, that's you.
That is me.
Sweet.
Fuck my halfway plan.
Yeah. I'd like to basically move next to this weird indent in the wall that should get me an up one more square. Should yep. give me LOS to Chip.
Yep.
She needs to make a saving throw.
Cool. She's good at most of them.
Yeah. Let's see. It is a wisdom save.
Okay.
And I'm going to use the God King's Mind to add my saving, my proficiency modifier to the DC. So it'll be a DC of 21. And I'm casting Polymorph on her. To turn her into a sea urchin.
Interesting.
I love it. That is, oh my god, that is amazing.
Interesting.
Now we get to find out that she has like 20 legendary
resistances. Right, right. This is just, you know, when things happen.
Yeah.
But a 23 will make it.
Yeah.
You're welcome to come look at
the fight. Oh my god.
That's acceptable.
I use the dice that I know perform.
I just, you know, I'm just testing your defenses. It's okay.
One of her better defenses. Anything else you're doing?
That would be my full action. Yeah.
And another beautifully spent spell slot.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Oh, yes. It is. This one, my fourth.
So that, I believe, brings us to 5.
5, 10, 25, 30. That does bring us to within 120 feet of her, however.
Yes, yeah. It does.
And she is going to cast a nice, handy-dandy guiding bolt at second level.
Okay.
Up the butt. Of Lady.
She's plus 8. That is going to be a 24 to hit.
That'll hit.
Said what okay. In the book. I said what.
Yuck.
Because she's already used her reaction.
7, 8, 9, 10. 12 damage.
Okay.
And the next attack against her has advantage.
Okay.
And then...
Oh, I think that brings us back to the top of the round.
Yes.
That's me.
For now.
That's me.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so if I break with him, he gets an attack of opportunity. That'd be 5.
Wait, 10, I'm sorry. You go on 17. 15.
Yeah.
I have a thing to do on 20. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
Oh, good. Layer actions or whatever.
Let's see. No, already did it. Let's go with this one because it's fun. 3. Now that this side is lit up like this side,
mm-hmm.
3 more of the vines across the ceiling come popping out of this one.
Okay. And we see this.
Give me a perception check.
13.
Okay.
15 and 4.
Whoever got the 15,
those
are not vines.
What are they?
Not with a 15.
Okay.
If you want to spend an action trying to discern what they are, you're more than welcome to. You know they're not vines. Because vines don't just shoot across the ceiling like that.
Can I cast banishment on myself?
Oh, man.
There are worse choices you could make.
Okay. So I'm already raging. I'm really angry that this dude smashed into me as hard as he did.
Still reckless?
Yeah. And it's going to be 3 attacks this time.
Okay.
Because I don't have to use my bonus action to rage. It's going to be 21.
Uh-huh.
And 28.
Uh-huh.
And 25.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So, that is 9, 12, 18.
Okay.
9, 18.
Hold on. Okay.
So that's 36 total so far. And 6, 12, 15.
Okay.
And...
he is genuinely unhappy.
Genuinely unhappy?
Mm-hmm.
Let me just see something here.
You know that moving at an angle is not 5.
No, it's 10.
Okay.
Yeah. 10, 20, 30... here has 40.
Oh! I missed it. That's my fault.
10, 20, 30, 40. Okay. So he's going to get an attack of opportunity on me.
Cool.
I'm going to go 10, 20, 30, 40.
Okay. Cocked. 19.
Okay.
Okay. No, I'm sorry, 18.
That just barely hits. Six. Whew, that was rough. Okay. And as a freebie, I'm just gonna scream for Saria. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't know, perception on Saria.
Since she's still babysitting.
She rolled a 2, which is look at the.
She's having a great time babysitting.
She is.
Awesome. Awesome, I'm gonna die.
It's okay, buddy. You can leave your daughter's character.
I can! It'll be great. Okay. That was my turn.
Where the fuck is his movement? There it is. Okay.
She rolled for hit points, didn't she?
Mm-hmm.
Shits.
Yep.
Cool. 10, 20, 30.
Mm-hmm. Let me guess, he has reach?
He does not.
Okay.
15, okay. All right.
He just puts his hands on his hips across the intervening space and smiles. He looks back over his shoulder at the lady. It's just like,
okay.
Since she goes next, that thing that she swirled up into her hand and threw at you last time, she swirls it up into her hand and throws it at him.
Okay. See, I thought I knew what it was.
And she misses with the first.
Okay.
But she does hit with the second.
Okay. So she hits her own guy. What's it look like?
1, 2, 3, 4. Can I borrow a D8?
You made some sort of death coil bullshit.
6, 7, 14, and 6. 20.
Okay.
Take 20 points of psychic damage.
For her hitting him?
It just sort of hits him and then...
Oh, man.
Out around him. It just creates this weird bubble of energy out around him.
Cal looks no bueno. I felt that.
She's laughing. Don't run! Herald her coming. And then on 11. Move him here.
Always better when the enemies don't move towards you.
Yeah.
Sometimes they know their job.
It's a block.
Not exactly. That brings us to 9.
Hey, herald this! I'm going to... Yeah, fuck it. Let's go for it.
I'm going to spend my fifth level spell slot.
Oh my god.
On a third level spell.
Okay.
I'm going to cast Conjure Animals at fifth level.
Okay.
So I will summon 16 elk.
Okay.
And have them show. Well, let's see. They only need to be at least 20 feet away from her.
Okay, so.
What is that horrifying noise?
I don't know.
Anyways. Elk time.
Six, eight. Okay, so you're conjuring elk.
Yes. They have to be closer to me than that.
Oh, closer to you.
They have to be within 60 feet of me.
Okay, okay.
So, I mean, they're probably, like, stampeded up or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is fine.
Okay.
They have to start within 60 feet of me.
Okay.
They're not going to end up within 60 feet of me.
Nope, that one's going to be too far. 3, 6, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13... 14.
Double check this. This seems like a lot of elk.
It does seem like a lot of elk.
But there yeah, are... it's 8 beasts of challenge rating 1/4. An elk is a challenge rating 1/4. If I cast it at 5th level, twice as many with a 5th level slot.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go. There's your 16 elk.
And they're all with their 50 foot move. Going to just charge her.
Okay.
Moving past and over if necessary.
They get 50 feet?
Yep.
10, 20, 30, 40, 45, 10, 20, 30, 35, 10, 20, 30, 5, 45, 50.
Do they need some sort of pack nonsense for the attack?
No, I'm just going to be making 16 attack rolls or however many attack rolls. 50.
50, 25. Okay, so that one will do its attack. 25. She'll get an attack of opportunity.
Yep.
So one attack... She has not used her reaction, so she'll get a attack of opportunity.
I feel this requires...
You've gone way too far.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
It is because I'm... You can continue if you like. Because she's going to use her reaction to the first attack that hits her.
Okay. So we'll just...
So, I mean, we can start making attack rolls against her, but the first attack against her that hits her is when she's going to move.
Okay.
When she would be hit by an attack.
So, I'm just going to go with the lowest one. So, does a... 13 hit. No, those guys are 14, right?
13 does not hit.
13 does not hit. Does a 18 hit?
18 hits.
So I have 6. How many are flanking still? So.
Oh, they'll all be able to hit.
It's got 3, 6. It's got 8 around it.
So I have crits. Another crit. All the rest of those would hit.
hit. So I've rolled 7 to 14. I need to roll 2 more. A third crit and both of those hit. So 15 of the 16 will hit.
For any concerned, this one does not look nearly as wrecked as the two you faced earlier.
Okay. Is it cool if I just do the regular damage instead of rolling 8,000 dice?
I am fine with that.
Okay. What is 15 times 7?
That is...
I'm sorry. 15 times 15.
More than enough.
Okay.
225.
He also needs to make 15 DC 13 strength checks. I'm kidding.
Yeah, he's not making any.
Because he's dead?
Because he's dead.
I am then going to use my movement to get the boxes between me and her.
Like pillar boxes that work?
Yeah, that's perfectly fine.
Okay. So, there's a corpse there.
Oh, 5?
Okay. Well...
She's still so the way far. She's still so far fuck out of combat.
Okay. If she moves around the table, she should be able to get to there.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Can she see her over the boxes? Sure, I was able to see her over the boxes. She was at the portal.
Yeah. Barely.
Barely?
Well, she's 2 feet taller than me.
Eloise is all we need here.
Yeah, she's got cover.
That's fine. She doesn't care about cover. She is also going to use for the God King's mind. To make the chick make a DC 20 charisma save or be banished.
Okay. I'm gonna roll.
Okay.
Regardless of the roll, I'm sorry.
Okay.
She did not make the save.
Okay.
So she is off plane. Bloop. For...
You can see her on the other side of the window.
So that means that's her home plane.
Yeah.
It's her home now.
Well, but I mean, banishment sends them back to their home plane.
Oh yeah, it's where she came from.
Okay, I'm just...
Okay. Oh, and then bonus action... Yeah, I'll lose. She's still holding the skeleton child. She's going to set the skeleton child down.
Okay.
Bloop. That will be her turn.
Okay. Ah, that puts us back up to 20.
Where there's another lair action.
And it can't be the one that was last time.
Thank God.
I don't know. It might be worse.
It is. 4 of the vines detach themselves from the ceiling and start whipping about.
Okay.
And grab hold of you, one on each arm, one on each leg.
Oh, that's just not cool at all. Do I get, like, a saving throw?
You get a strength save.
Okay. Oh, that's an advantage. I'm raging. Thank God. 25.
By that much, you have made it.
Okay.
Yikes.
You are able to duck and dodge and weave, and the ones that get purchased, you're able to pull back hard and fast, and just... barely able to stop them from grabbing you and doing God's know what.
Okay.
And they just, after their failed attempt at grabbing you, they just sort of go back to resting on the ceiling as the vines they were.
Great. Sounds fantastic. Migo?
Yeah.
Okay. So, I'm feeling a little bit of self-preservation kicking in here. Because I'm in some pain. I'm in some legit serious pain. So that's 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40. Or I could go 5, 10, 15... 25, 30, 35, 40. Yeah, we're gonna do that. So, it was a drive-by fruiting. There's 15 feet of my movement.
Okay. Are you attacking it or are you running by?
I'm attacking it first.
Okay.
Mid-move.
All right.
21.
Will hit.
29.
Will hit.
28.
Will unfortunately miss.
Really?
I mean, it was the best of the three, so obviously okay. That's the one that misses.
We're using pack cover or something, right?
Yeah, yeah. So I'm just going to roll all the damage at one time. So that's 3, 6, 12, 26, 27. 27 plus 9 is 36. Plus 18 is 46. 54.
Puddle.
Cool! So I don't... 20, 25, 30, 35,
40. I don't know if you want to mark that with something.
Yep.
As you have been.
Yep.
Puddle.
And again, I'm going to scream, "Hey, Saria!"
Perception check on Saria.
19.
Oh, you hear him screaming this time.
What? I could really use some healing.
I could really use $1,000,000.
What's a dollar?
It's so on brand.
1,000,000 cold coins.
It is so on brand. And that is my turn. My daughter plays clerics and never heals.
I may have listened to several episodes of this show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. I thought I had moved far enough away.
It's okay.
The big guy.
There's elk coming to save you.
The big guy.
Like the rogue here I'm riding in on the dawn.
Who is now your friend.
Is he my friend?
He is. He wants to be your friend.
Does he?
He does. He is going to move in and then use his action to wail.
I'm sure that's what he wants to do, because why not?
What about whales?
He's like a newborn whale. It was...
Let's see.
Birth defect
and these are
skin.
And you attacked recklessly.
I did.
Let's see. 18? No, I'm sorry. 19.
Yeah.
It's a good job, baby.
And 27?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. Thirteen bludgeoning.
Seven.
And 12 bludgeoning.
6 is 13.
And 9 psychic.
Okay.
DC con or con save.
My favorite 15.
Do you have damage because you're raging?
Hmm? Not on con.
Not on con, okay.
No.
That's what you got last time.
So I'm okay. Okay.
And by that I mean the save is 15.
Okay.
Well, scraping by the skin of your teeth. That's good.
So that's 16. Brings us to 13.
Where?
She's going to come back through. She's not going to go any farther than just stepping through.
And Rex finished it.
She is, however, before she steps through, calling back to something. Uh-huh. Send more!
Okay.
And
I was really excited about doing almost 60 points of damage in a turn. I was like, man, this is something I've never done before. Says the guy who played a pacifist sorcerer.
I need this elk to make a wisdom save.
One.
So it fails.
No, no. I have a traitor elk. I think you have an exploding elk.
Oh, gross.
How far do I get to move that motherfucker?
All right. Ugh. 60. Okay.
Does
it got extra movement?
Or a spell? As part of the effect, I can move it up to 60. But everything within 10 of it gets to take.
Oh, use the teleport thing.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Can I borrow a 10?
Sure.
Thank you.
Well, elk have 13 hit points.
So.
Let's
see. 5, 10. So those are gone. 5, 10, 5, 10. 5, 10.
That's painful.
Okay.
They did a lot of damage.
They did. They did do a lot of damage.
And that leaves you with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of the 16?
Yeah.
I can live with that.
It's just a spell slot.
Just your only 5th level spell slot.
To be fair, 5th level druid spells are kind of balls. So.
They are.
Like, druids have this weird gap between, like, 3rd and 7th level, where their spells are kind of like...
You're upcasting a lot.
Yeah. More specifically, you're upcasting conjure animals a lot.
Because okay.
Because it's their best spell by a mile.
Yeah. We're actually working that into a race.
Mm.
But they only get one choice in the animal. Well...
Or, like... So bears. That was her. Bears.
Bears.
Nice.
So let's see. And that was her primary action. She has no bonus action.
Thank God.
So that brings us to 9.
I would like...
To rage?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nothing that gauche. Skeleton Child is going to run 5, 10, 15, 20. He's going to run to right next to Cal.
Like,
yep.
10, 15, 20, 25, 30. Is that their movement? Is 30?
Yep.
Okay.
I believe it's 30. Let me double check. Skeletons, yeah, 30 feet.
Yep.
So he's there. And then...
he's going to pet my leg and say, see you on the other side.
Why not? The five elk that are in a direct line with Homegirl McGee are going to charge her.
Oh, buddy.
Yep. They can't hit. And she can get there, and that can get there.
What's their movement?
50.
Okay.
Yep. They can all get in base.
Woohoo!
Does a 14 hitter?
Nope.
Does a 15 hitter?
Nope.
Does a 22 hitter?
A 22 does hit her.
Two of hit.
Okay.
They do some damage. It is going to be 2d4 plus 3 plus 2d6.
2d4 plus 3 plus 2d6.
The 2d6 is because they were able to move more than 20 feet before they hit her. So first attack was balls. Wow. Almost minimum damage. Fuck you, dice. 3, 4, 5, 8 for the first hit.
Okay.
Slightly better. 16 on the second hit.
All right.
Other elk should be able to get right in front of Cal with 45 feet of movement. Cool. And he's going to make an attack against big dude. I suppose a 10 doesn't hit.
No.
Okay. My actual action.
I don't know why I'm using two pencils. Y'all got me flustered.
I'm going to. Let's see here. 10 and 20.
We are still on Bartha's action?
Correct.
Yeah. Okay.
I would like to be around the boxes, 10, 15, 20, then move me up to, towards me. There we go.
Okay.
Good placement. And I'm going to hit Cow with a third level healing word.
Hey, thanks, man.
You crab. Thirteen damage.
Okay. Sweet. I feel a little better.
Yep. I'm not great at healing. That was a bonus action.
And that's good.
Real action. I'm a chill touch a bitch.
What type of damage does that do?
Necrotic.
Okay.
Does a 26 hit her? Probably. Fifteen necrotic damage.
Hold on.
It does.
Boom. Setting you up, man. So 15 necrotic damage, and he cannot regain hit points until my next turn.
How many?
15.
Okay.
And he's taking a lot of damage now.
Yes.
Okay.
That is my full turn. I've That's done Bartha? All the things.
Okay.
All the things happened on
all
my
the
turn.
Things.
Well done.
The druid has all the things. I'm just like
tend to use their full
hammer, hammer, hammer.
I like him. He would frustrate Ray.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
knowing the class as well as you do, you would frustrate Raymond.
When I am invited to play D&D with new groups, I do not play druids, generally. The fact that you handed this to me, I'm blaming you. Yeah, that's okay.
I had plan C.
You did.
Is it Saria's turn?
Yeah.
Cool. Saria is gonna...
If it matters, the vines go as far as the table in front of her.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Huh. She has a bunch of really interesting things she can do here.
They're very much Kareem Abdul-Jabbar in that way. They have reach.
She also has lots of necrotic fun.
She does.
I'm loving this.
I'm glad you are.
No, I don't think she can reach the chicken. Sad.
Ray is apparently asleep.
It happens. Pop-Pop needs his rest.
I think he got back into the airport at like 10.
She's going to move in a diagonal 3 squares to get her 30.
Okay.
So she's right near us in case things go super south.
Mm-hmm.
She is going to... Bonus action, create a spiritual weapon.
Yeah.
I'm assuming since she's a death cleric, it'll be just a big floating green scythe.
Or whatever you want.
We'll roll with that. I don't know how metal she wanted to be, but it's a real metal floating green scythe.
Was...
And it'll be in the square next to the elk.
My daughter makes a variety of My Little Ponies. So, I mean, it's really just about what you want to do.
Mm-hmm. And that will be a 17 to hit the dude.
That will hit her.
Sweet.
Oh, the chick. That's right. 10 damage. Of the holy nature.
Sure.
She will then use her actual action to... Yeah, we'll chill touch her. 13 probably doesn't hit.
Nope.
Okay.
Damn it.
That's more on break.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you for thank you for keeping it real.
Yeah.
All right.
We don't want to, we're suspending belief. She hit the first time.
So that brings us back to the top.
Uh-huh.
I have a question.
Yes.
Your animals, are they concentration based?
They are concentration based.
Okay.
You take 77 points of damage.
That's an asshole move. That's an asshole move, and that's not something I would do. However, I don't have a second Hulk figure like that.
Uh-huh. Would you like Gilgamesh?
No, it's okay. I've got this guy. He's at least the right color.
Okay.
Hey!
He pops out at the top of the round.
Okay.
Which then makes it Cow's opportunity to go.
Okay. 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 So...
What is the random dice over there is one of those elk.
It's the elk you teleported.
Okay.
Okay, so here's my question to you.
Wait, just so I don't forget. I need to do a recharge. Actually, I need to do I need to do one recharge.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. So I got to here before we started combat.
Yes.
And I said that's where I was putting my javelins.
Uh-huh.
So if I get here,
uh-huh,
could I make the case that I can reach a javelin?
That's at the end of the table?
Yeah.
How many javelin were there?
There was five.
I would say that you could reach two without having to go around the table.
Okay. So, 10, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40 as my movement, so she can get an attack of opportunity if she would like.
She will.
Okay.
She would like to slap you with her comet staff.
That's a terrible combination of words.
What?
I'm sorry, did I say too much?
Comet staff?
Let's see.
Okay. She won't kill you like she killed the dinosaurs.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay, you're right next to the cleric.
I almost sent a Diet Mountain Dew everywhere there.
Let's see. And your last turn, you attacked recklessly?
Yes, I did.
But this is this turn.
But I have not attacked recklessly yet.
She misses.
Okay. So, I am going to grab javelin number one.
Mm-hmm.
And can you attack recklessly with javelin? Don't think it says you can't.
I guess you can, but you're using your decks to throw them, so.
Yeah.
It's not a strength based attack.
No.
You can do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Uh, 27.
We'll hit.
Okay.
Is that her reaction, though?
Oh.
To do that?
It is. She can't do that.
Oh, good call! Good call!
She can't do that.
You know.
That is a hit.
110% be the rules lawyer there, or whatever, but...
Oh, come on, skin of my enemies.
That's
6 damage. So, javelin number 2... That's 25. And we're not going to use the skin of my enemies again, because that's going to be 8. But I've put some distance between myself and the people who were beating the piss out of me.
Okay.
That's what I got.
Oh, let's see. I need to get an initiative on that asshole.
No, you don't.
I do.
No, you don't.
I do.
Yeah, he can be really confused coming through a portal. It's fine.
Well, it's either I get an initiative on that guy or I have him go when the other one goes.
What was that? Yeah.
No clue what that was. That was...
I think that was you sliding a coin back towards you and not taking it off the map.
That was Kessa's, snake.
That's right.
Which is, she is currently a stick.
Yes.
Let's see. Okay, so he actually rolled good enough that he could have gone before now, but he'll just go now.
Okay.
I'll just have him go on 16.
Okay.
Instead of 18.
You could just let him not go.
I could. But
I mean, he just showed up.
You're the GM. You have power.
I know.
He just showed up.
So, this guy over here,
uh-huh,
who's kind of been hit a couple of times,
uh-huh,
and is less than pleased with life,
uh-huh,
is going to use a fun action he hasn't gotten to use now, up until now, called Reaping Arms.
Okay.
He's going to make a separate slam attack against everything around him.
Oh my god.
Their AC is 13.
Really? I pulled it up and it said 10.
That might be true. Everything of the wolves. It is very light.
Like, these are just elk?
Their hit points are 13. Their armor class is 10.
Okay.
Just regular run-of-the-mill okay. elk.
All right. Let's see. He can make a separate slam attack. To everything within 10 feet.
Mm-hmm.
And there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of them. So.
Oh, no.
3.
Do you need a 20?
Can I borrow one?
Sure.
I didn't
you
think
absolutely
I,
can.
I didn't think I was going to need a fifth 20. let's see. The lowest that I rolled is 15.
So all of those hit.
Let's see.
These elk have done more damage than any fifth level spell ever.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The first one takes 12.
He's still alive!
I got a living elk!
The second one takes 8.
He's still alive!
The third one takes 17.
He's dead.
Fourth one takes 14.
He's dead.
And, let's see. Fifth one takes 11.
Nice!
Oh my god!
Way to go, elks.
I still did plenty of damage. Here's your 20 back. Thank you, sir.
Yeah. You're not allowed to have that one anymore.
That was the one that rolled the worst.
Uh-huh, and it still didn't roll good enough.
Okay.
Or bad enough.
Summons a bro.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, circle the shepherd. Imagine these. But they have 35 more hit points.
Oh my god.
And all their attacks count as magical weapons. And if I go down, they immediately surround me and carry me to safety.
Oh my god.
Oh, also, if I go down, I get a free conjure animals.
Wow.
They're good times.
Wow.
He'll move there.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's see. And that is it for my 16s. I have him move closer, which brings us to 13. Oh,
extra attack.
I'm sorry. Thank you for reminding me. No, that is not it for my 16s.
Can you tell I don't normally play melee?
I need...
It's a completely and totally different thing.
I need Barda to make a charisma saving throw.
Okay. That's... That's a...
Yeah.
4!
Cool.
Oh, man.
He vanishes. And you are charmed.
Oh. What does that do in its form? Let me find this here charmed condition real fast.
You are charmed and I have control of you on your next turn.
Oh, no. Oh, no. That's a lot of badness.
Oh, man. Well, we thought we were setting the stage for further chicanery.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Sorry. Now I'm done with my 16s. 13. you're just out of range. You are just out of range. What's the typical range on a healing spell?
Typical range? If it's cure wounds, it's touch.
Okay.
If it's healing word, it's 60 feet.
Alright.
I believe healing word is 60 feet.
Healing word is 60 feet.
Okay.
Yeah. And then the mass ones are also 60 feet.
What is the big head thing?
A spiritual weapon.
Yep.
Okay. The dice is an elk.
Yep.
Yep.
Okay.
The little coin, gold coin is the zombie is Francis.
But the little gold coin isn't touching her.
Not yet.
Nope.
Okay. She'll go ahead and swipe at the elk with her comet staff. Fourteen. Is gonna hit. Yeah, that's definitely gonna hit.
This is bad.
Yeah.
11.
Oh my god.
It's my own fault. I keep not setting it up that she's doing it two-handed. Oh, I completely forgot the psychic damage.
Farewell, elk.
Another 13.
Yeah, that elk is real gone. It okay. It fade into the primordial ooze where it came from. Yeah. It's like Santana snapped on my pets.
5, 15, 25, 30. And that is it for 13.
So that's 9, right?
Yes.
Yeah. That's 9.
What you gonna make me do?
I believe it's not an action to drop a spell you're concentrating on. Or is it a bonus action?
Nope. It's...
Cool.
Elk are gone.
Elk are gone. Oh.
That was painful.
Here, this is my spell.
Let's see.
No.
Oh. Let's also get rid of Francis.
That's not concentration.
No.
I just have him.
And he goes on your turn as well.
Yep.
Yep. All right.
Well, while I'm debating what we're going to do, can you make me an attack roll with the skeleton on the on the barbarian, please? You got a little boy within 500 yards of you, cow. I believe there's a court order mandating that not be.
That's only a 7.
Nope.
No, that's... He attacked recklessly.
Yeah. You can't attack recklessly. Oh, he attacked recklessly.
He attacked recklessly, so you have advantage.
16?
Nope.
Okay.
Yep. He's just a really basic skeleton.
Thank God.
However, you have a small child.
I was already not cool with those things.
With a glowing skull face.
Yeah. No, I'm good. Why do you do these things, Jeff Bookman?
Because I love you so much.
Uh-huh. Now I'm perplexed as to why the little boy skeleton, girl skeleton, child skeleton thing that you were controlling is now attacking me. That would be the first inkling I'd have that you were charmed.
Essentially.
You're going to move up there and use the highest level spell slot you have to cure me.
I don't have Cure Wounds. I have Healing Word.
You have Healing Word?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I gonna... crossed off Cure Wounds and
did you?
Took Detect Magic instead.
Beautiful. Use the highest level spell slot you have for that.
Okay. That would be a...
Oh my god!
Let's roll like shit.
I see at least 1-4. And
yep.
A 3.
So this is 5, 8, 11, 15, 16, 18.
She just smiles and says, thank you.
You're welcome.
And that's going to be... Let's see, that was in... That's a bonus action.
Correct.
Yeah.
I cannot, however, cast another spell that is on a cantrip.
Yeah, but you have Chill Touch.
And you have Chill Touch.
I would say that's within 60.
Yeah.
Yep.
Cool. Go ahead and make a Chill Touch ranged attack on the barbarian.
I crit.
Thank you.
Nine times two would be 18 points of necrotic damage.
You are the best tool in my arsenal.
18 points, you said?
Yes.
Let's see. Now let me double check when asshole comes back.
Big yike. Do I get a chance to save against this at the end of my turn?
No. Because at the end of your turn, our new friend comes back. Here.
And I'm still charmed.
Nope, you are no longer charmed.
Oh, good.
So it's Saria's turn?
It is.
Yeah, that would make sense.
Does Saria have another banishment spell?
She actually probably does. I think following in your daughter's general playstyle that I observed, that's not going to be her jam.
Oh, no, it's not.
She's actually going to do another thing.
She's
going to
ask it for a piggyback ride and then get real disappointed when it says no?
Oh no, I have an idea what I think she would do.
She's going to move the spiritual weapon up and scythe it. Totally miss on the side. That was a two.
Yeah, that actually does not hit.
That is on brand, though.
She is then going to touch attack him.
Uh-huh.
That'll be a 16 to hit.
Yep.
And she's going to cast Blight.
Okay.
Which is cool. He needs to make a con save.
Okay. Something he is not proficient in.
Where are all my d8s? 6. And then, can I borrow a d8, please?
Absolutely!
I would ask what the DC is, but I didn't make it.
It's 16.
Could have made it. Okay. His con is high enough, he might as well have been proficient.
14. 18.
It has d4s added in?
20. She has, I think she's channeling divinity.
Ah, okay.
8. 20. 44 necrotic damage. Thank you, sir.
Sure.
Okay. All right.
Let me double check and make sure there isn't an additional effect. effect. Because it's been like 20 minutes since I looked that up.
Let me double check my math. While you're looking that up. No, I did the math right.
Oh, I didn't even have to make an attack roll. Oh, it has a range. Okay. Oh, it has additional effects if he is a plant.
He is not a plant.
Okay. It would have done max dice damage if he was a plant.
Wow.
Is he a
construct?
He is not a plant. He is not a construct.
Okay. He's about to be a vegetable.
He's an aberration.
Okay.
If I cast it on a non-sentient plant, it just dies.
Wow.
So that was end of the round. That brings us back to top of the round.
Okay. So that means...
That means I can't bring somebody through the portal, because I did that last time.
Uh-huh.
I've already blocked off the entrance, so there's no reason to do the other thing.
Okay.
And there's more than enough tentacles in the room.
Uh-huh.
So...
Tentacles.
Yeah, that's not a great word to hear from a DM.
No.
So let's go, I'm sorry. Let's grapple with the binds.
Okay. Are you grappling me or someone else?
Someone else. I want someone who can fail.
Okay.
Let's create some real tension.
Okay. Yeah, because there's not already.
Let's have, just because of her placement there. Four can't get to her.
But she needs to take a strength save?
But three of them can. Okay. Yes.
10.
Yeah, she is well and goodly grappled. And... she is grappled, prone, and drug. 5, 10 feet.
Cool.
Towards the window.
Okay. So now it's my turn?
Uh-huh. See? That created tension. That's what I was after.
Yeah. 10 feet, you say? Okay. So...
10 feet this turn.
I'm going to bank on it not being able to get her 60 feet on next turn. 5, 10, 15. I should now have access to my last 3 javelin.
Uh-huh.
Red dude says he's going to look like a pincushion. Uh, 19.
Hit.
25.
Hit.
Natural 20.
Okay.
Okay, so that will be my crit die. Okay. 5, 8, 12, plus 9 is 21. Plus 15 is 36 damage.
Yeah. I'm confident in my math on that. Okay. He's still up? Not very pleased.
I bet he's not. So that was 15 feet, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40. Ta-da!
He successfully ran away.
I successfully did damage and ran the other way.
As a barbarian is supposed to.
As a barbarian on death's door needs to.
Yeah. We can't heal you until my next turn.
do this.
All right. We're going to go ahead and end things right here. Because the episode was starting to run really long. So we're just going to go ahead and we're going to end up splitting it in two. So you'll find out what I ended up choosing to do and how I wanted to do it first thing when we started off next week. So come on back next week. We'll give you part 4.